Now, your host, Michael Cohen, with a Capital City Recap on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
We're back. I'm Michael Cohen. This is 1320 WILS. Thank you for joining us. Almost 40% of children ages 2 to 4 years old and over half of kids ages 5 to 8 have used an iPad, iPhone, or other touchscreen device to play games. And with the developing trend of toddlers now given access to using iPads, sometimes for hours at a time, are we creating a new generation of super smart kids or zombies held in a trance by these devices? To talk about it, I'm joined by Warren Buchleitner. He is the editor of the Children's Technology Review, which you can find online at childrenstech.com. Warren, thank you very much for joining us this evening.
It's good to be with you, Michael.
Now, I know you spent some time at MSU before setting up shop on the East Coast. Now, did you study? What did you study here at MSU?
I'm an expert in the exterior parking, the commuter parking lots.
I see. Gotcha. Well, that's.
I got my PhD from the School of Education.
Okay. Well, that's certainly a good thing to have a background in. Now, tell me, have you seen any examples at this point of toddlers or young children not being immediately and fully engaged when they're using an iPad?
Well, you know, the key here is that the app that you have on the iPad is the big thing. It's not the iPad itself, per se. And so there's so many different kinds of apps. It really depends. And I think it's up to a parent to decide what kind of experience they want their child to have.
Now, you were part of this panel discussion in New York earlier this year entitled Baby Brains and Video Games. Was there any real concern expressed about the potential long-term effects of having such young children interacting so intensely with an iPad?
Yeah, I think parents are really concerned about this. You know, we're the first generation of parents to have to figure out this puzzle, this new technology that seems so compelling to young children wasn't around, and we have to find out if it's good. And I think there's a lot of hype right now, and I think even the title of the panel I was on, the baby brains and video games, you know, it sort of amps it up unnecessarily. I think that at the end of the day, if you watch a child using an iPad, they love it, and they love a lot of other things too. And the key is balance, and just trying to put good apps with on your child's screen as well as you put good materials in their playroom.
Well, many of us have not seen a toddler certainly using an iPad, but when you see this interaction, I mean, do they essentially fall into a trance, and are they sucked into this device in ways that they aren't when they're, let's say, watching TV?
You know what it is it's engagement, and kids love to do things, and what the iPad can be is like a busy box. And, you know, who wouldn't want to play with a really colorful display where everything you touch lights up and you feel in control? And that's, you know, people use the word trance and addiction and all of that. Well, you can also call it engagement and interest and so on. So I think, like I say, I think like the Wall Street Journal article that just came out, and even the panel I was on, it's new and it's scary. And I think in 10 years it's going to be old and regular, and no one will really care about it.
So apparently there are all these toddler apps, or let's say young children apps, that are being churned out at a fast pace. So what kind of games are these youngsters playing on the iPad? What are the favorites?
The best are, if you go to a company like DuckDuckMoose or Zinc Row, those are two good ones to search because they're higher quality. They're high in control. So, you know, remember the busy box, or remember sort of finger painting. That's sort of the analogy, is that, you know, you love to smear paint on paper because it's colorful, fun, and you can undo anything you do. So, get apps that let you do that. There are other apps that let you practice future school skills in a playful way. And the good thing about it, Michael, is that a good app lets a child escape. It doesn't trap them, and it increases their ability to do things. And that's what you want to look for.
It does seem, though, that we're getting away from drawing with markers and crayons, and now, you know, doing the simulated drawing on an iPad. Is that where we're heading? And is that a good thing, do you think?
Yeah, I think it's great. I mean, I think that drawing is, if it's drawing, it's a good thing. And what you'll find, if you hang around little kids, is they vote with their feet. And when they're done with drawing, either whether it's on a multi-touch screen or if it's using pencils or paper, and they want to run around, they'll do that.
Mm-hmm.
The key is always balance. And I think parents should also trust their gut. If they're sitting too long with anything, particularly if they're watching TV, and that was a big debate, you know, before. It seems like every parent creates this thing to worry about, and it really comes down to these old-fashioned kinds of things like balance, good nutrition, a good rest, and so on, and focus on the positive attributes of what the iPad can do, because there really are some wonderful apps, and, there's also some very low-quality ones. And so,
in general, though, for programs, when you're talking about little kids and the programs that are now available, are there ones that really do increase learning and reading, perhaps, rather than just allow them to play games?
Absolutely. I think there are apps out there that are among some of the highest developmentally appropriate activities that a young child as young as two can play.
Which would you recommend, though?
Well, I think one that just came out is from DuckDuckMoose is called Trucks. And what you can do is sort of drive a truck around, and you'll find that it lets you play in a way that that's, you know, play with these symbols and labels and so on. And another one, you should try Toca Boca. Just search on those two words, Toca Boca. It's a funny language, but it's a Swedish company that's made a bunch of toys for the iPad. And make sure you play along with your child, and that's really critical. There's one called Toca Hair Salon, so you can give people haircuts, and there's nothing more fun than that.
Yeah, but these stories, though, of children, they're anecdotal at this point. There certainly hasn't been any real research into this stuff. But stories of kids that really you have to tear the iPads away from them. I mean, is that not part of the reality with these devices? Is there is kind of an addiction that does form, or would you not agree with that?
Yeah, it's one of those funny words, and it gets back to that scary thing, and I find it quite amusing. The song Fools Rush In, right, it kind of comes to mind, because all these experts are, you know, with warning lights are coming. Listen, it's just, it's fun, and it's like a busy box. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, if you can keep it in balance, it can be some of the most high-value play that a child can do. And particularly, there's some good social opportunities, like Toca Tea Party is one where you can have a tea party. So, you know, it all comes down to the app. It's not the device itself, but it's the software that's running on it that makes the difference.
Well, it looks like this trend, there's not going to be any stopping it at this point. Warren Buchleitner, editor of the Children's Technology Review. You can find him online at childrenstech.com. Warren, thank you so much for joining us this evening.
It's good, and go green, everybody. I miss East Lansing.
Well, it's certainly a nice, especially now, beautiful day here in Lansing. And we'll be right back to wrap things up. I'm Michael Cohen, and this is 1320 WILS.